Welcome to Arizona Boomer Radio with the Boomer and the Babe. Arizona Boomer Radio gives voice to 1.4 million boomers throughout the Grand Canyon State and beyond. Each show has a different guest and a different topic. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now here are the hosts of the show, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
Hello and welcome to Arizona Boomer Radio on Thursday, the 6th of September 2012. We're going to have a very abbreviated show today. We're going to be talking a little bit about something that's going on over at the Valley View Community Food Bank of major importance to people that are interested in supporting it. And we're going to get right into that. I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
And she's here. And she is also, by the way, the auxiliary president of the Valley View Community Food Bank Auxiliary. As many people know, I'm on one of the boards that I work with. And we're involved in Valley View Community Food Bank. I'm very pleased and proud to do so. So I'm just going to turn it over to Deborah for a couple of minutes. And then immediately after this announcement, we're going to sign off for the day because we have a very busy afternoon, a very busy morning. So we took this opportunity to make this little announcement for Valley View. So, Deborah, go ahead and take it away.
Well, I actually, before we get right into that, I'd like to talk about food insecurity first.
Okay.
Because it's surprising how many people in the Northwest Valley go hungry.
That's a lot of them, no doubt about
it. I mean, and, you know, we live in Sun City, and the food bank is now located in Sun City. At, or what is it, the address is 10615 West Peoria Avenue in Sun City.
That's on the southeast corner of 107th Avenue and Peoria. 3,600 square feet of what used to be a huge Safeway store. It houses the food bank for people to drop off food and for people in need to go and get food. It also houses the offices of Feeding Arizona, and Feeding Arizona is another nonprofit. And what Feeding Arizona does is they are the ones that deliver food to other food banks and independent food pantries and so on that they're in need. So Feeding Arizona does that. And they've got a phenomenal thrift store also run by Jessica Ramirez. And she's the daughter of
Jesse.
Of Jesse.
You know him like you know yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Daughter of Jesse, and she's doing a great job. Jesse Ramirez, by the way, by way of reminding everybody, is the founder and the director of the food bank, and it is a 501c nonprofit. So why don't you go on with your little insufficiency thing you were talking about there?
Well, it's not little. I think that's really the main point that I want to make is that about 30% of the people that Jesse's organization serves right now are actually senior citizens in Sun City. And I found that to be a pretty surprising testimonial to what's going on in the community. That, first of all, it's wonderful that there's a place where a person can go and get a box of food once a month for free. You know, they have to apply and everything else. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But the fact that they can get that food that makes a difference between going hungry or maybe not buying medicine or whatever else happens to people. And the other thing is there are lonely people out there that come to the food bank as a place to just reach out. And
right.
There's friendly volunteers in there. And I don't know, anybody that needs a place to volunteer some time or just go over there and say, is there something I can do? Because we're helping an amazing array of people, including seniors who don't have enough food. It bothers me. Doesn't it bother you?
Well, it does bother me. And when you stop and think that there are seniors in this community, which many people think of, oh, those rich Sun Cityans. Well, the fact is that many of these, quote, rich Sun Cityans, due to medical advances and so on and so forth, have outlived their retirement. And they may be living a very meager subsistence with regard to cash. They're making choices every day with regard to food, medicine? Do I cut my medicine and my pills in half? Any number of other things that they have as concerns, not to mention, as Deborah said, the loneliness issue.
Well, and if you think about it, their houses are probably paid off.
Yes.
Long time ago. So, yes, they have outlived what their circumstances, what should have been just fine, you know,
right.
Living on Social Security and maybe another pension of some kind, and whatever else they had planned for themselves. It's possible that it was going to be a great life, and now it's just not working out, you know. So I think we have to check in with ourselves and say, okay, what can I do, right? So
what can people do? Because I know you've been instrumental in working with Steinmart for something that they've got going on for their new store. So why don't you tell everybody what this is all about?
Well, Steinmart is doing a grand opening charity event on September 18th, which is a couple Tuesdays from now, from 5 to 8 p.m., and I have $5 tickets to get in the door. What's cool about that $5 ticket is it's not only a donation that goes straight to the food bank, but it entitles you to $5 off your purchase at that grand opening charity event. That's pretty cool. And there's also on the back a 20% off for up to two items on that Tuesday. So you get the $5 off your total purchase plus 20% off two items if you like. So all of the money goes straight to the food bank, and there will be food at the event. Again, that's Tuesday, September 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. You can call and make sure that if you don't get tickets from me or Pete or some other people, that we can let you know on our website where to get them from us. But you can get them at the food bank. Now, again, that is at 10615 West Peoria Avenue. They are open from, I think it's like 7 to 5 o'clock at the thrift store is where the tickets are available. And you can call 933-3358 and let Jessica know to hold a ticket for you and then go in and pick it up. So it's going to be a lot of fun and nice shopping. Brand new Steinmart going in at, where's that store going to be? Okay, here it is, 13712 West Bell Road. That is the Surprise Town Center. So it's going to be good. Now I want to go back to what...
Before you go back, that is a pre-grand opening. This is a private opening. Is that not correct?
That is correct. This is a charity event, and then the store actually opens. Their grand opening is 2 days later on September 20th. So this is just for us and two other nonprofits will be benefiting as well. Benevia is one, and the Arts Council is another. So it's really nice of Steinmart to come in and pick some places that they deem to be charities of noteworthy import and let us have these tickets and get these people out to support it. So I'm really happy about it. And Pete, you mentioned about the auxiliary. I am the president of the Art Gallery, and right now I am a group of not very many, like me. No, I'm just kidding. But I am growing it, and I would like to have people who are interested in joining me in the Art Gallery. And what we will be doing is just being one more group of people that can support the activities of the food bank and maybe come up with our own activities for fundraisers. I do know that on October 3rd, there's a wonderful event happening for the food bank in conjunction with the Fire Expo at the Sundial. And I know that the grand opening celebration for the new food bank location that we've been mentioning is October 20th from 10 to 2. And the whole idea there is to bring two cans of food and celebrate and dedicate this wonderful new location that they have. And speaking of toucan, I want you guys to start to be aware of Tilly the Toucan, and that is the mascot. You may have seen Tilly around on various drop-off cans for people to put food in various locations, but we're going to start making sure that Tilly is just everywhere. And Tilly's motto is, when you go to the store, pick up two cans of extra food and drop it off at the food bank. So it's one of my favorite things. And this event that we're doing on September 18th for the food bank is basically the money that we will raise is for ramping up for the holiday service that they do. And I believe we're earmarking the money to buy stuffing that will go into the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of food boxes that will be going out to people in need for their holidays, for Thanksgiving. So, does that make sense?
That's perfect sense. Absolutely. And remember, you know, we're still thinking, well, it's September. Well, September followed by October, followed by November, and Thanksgiving. And when Thanksgiving rolls around, it's become a tradition at the food bank that there are hundreds and indeed thousands of people that are lined up waiting for their Thanksgiving food box to include a turkey. And I don't know how Jesse does it, but he has failed. He has never failed yet to get everybody that was there a turkey. And the larger the food bank, the longer the line, the more turkeys we're going to need. So keep those things in mind, too, as you're listening. And any kind of donations that you would like to make, no matter how large or how small, will always be welcome. Get hold of Jesse. Ask him to tell him to make it up. Ask him some way to shape the form.
I was going to say, the ValleyViewCommunityFoodBank.com has information about this event that we've been talking about, and also it will have much more information about exactly where donated money goes. And I'll tell you in a second, it was interesting when Jesse was explaining what they do with some of that money, but what they need is, first and foremost, is food dropped off. You know, so that's why Tilly the Toucan is the mascot, and that's an important piece. But when they have the money, they get things like pallets and container loads of canned dinners, like Chef Boyardee and things like that. They get canned chicken and canned tuna and Spam. They get canned fruits. They buy bulk pasta. They buy tomato sauce. And going back to the bulk pasta, they also buy bulk beans and rice and flour. And then they repackage it so that it fits into the food boxes that go to these people that come in. And, you know, there's as many as 400 people a day that take a food box. And I believe the time of day that people are able to pick up emergency food boxes is 9 to 1, Monday through Friday. 9 to 1, Monday through Friday. Food drop-off, if you have anything you'd like to drop off, is 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 7 to 1. And right now, another amazing thing that they're doing is something called Market on the Move, or they also refer to it as a farmer's market. And you can go and buy a $10 array of fruits and vegetables for $10.
Fresh
produce, $10 for 50 pounds of mixed produce. And the proceeds of that $10, all that $10, goes to the fuel costs that allow them to bring that produce into Arizona, into that food bank. And then they disperse that produce around to those other food banks as well, don't they?
Yes, they do. And also that produce is part of the Market on the Move project. And the trucks take that out and look for it in your area and churches and various shopping center parking lots and so on and so forth. There'll be times when the truck may be there, and they'll set up that Market on the Move, and then next week it'll be moving to another. The market will move again and go to a different location. So that's therefore the name Market on the Move. But it's always fresh produce, absolutely phenomenal stuff, and you have an opportunity to buy it for 50 pounds for $10, and that money goes to offset as service costs for that transportation of the produce. Those big trucks cost a lot of money to put gas and oil in those things on the road. So that's what that goes for.
All right, so let's review. The location of the food bank is what? That's 107th and Peoria?
Southeast corner, 107th Avenue.
That used to be a huge Safeway.
It used to be a Safeway.
And I had an occasion to have go through a tour, and oh my gosh, you just have to, it's unbelievable in there. It's unbelievable. So you'll also enjoy the thrift store that's attached to it. And the money that they raise in there also takes care of all those bulk purchases of food that we were talking about. So it's just a wonderful operation there. Please support it. Again, go to valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com and learn some more about that grand opening charity event that's on Tuesday, September 18th. Again, it's a $5 ticket. All of the proceeds of that $5 stays with Valley View Community Food Bank. It'll be very much appreciated. Pete and I will be there at that event. Frankly, I'll be signing people up for the auxiliary. And we are going to go into the holiday season with our mission being very clear to make it a very wonderful holiday season for ourselves and others in need. So thank you very much in advance for helping us with this charity event.
Thank you also to Steinmark in advance.
Oh, please. Those people are amazing. They are so wonderful.
They came to us. We did not seek them out. They came to us.
That's right.
And we were very pleased with that. And that is a tribute to the Pine Church because it does find reputation in the community. We want everybody to fully be fully aware and understand what's going on at that food bank and how it has been very helpful to people and how people are in need of this food to help stem the food insecurity. The numbers, we'll do a show on numbers at some point here in the future as far as the food bank is concerned, and you will be absolutely blown away by the number of people, the demographics of people, and people you don't think have a need for food, and they're going in there looking for food and having to have that food. So it's a pretty amazing situation, and everybody needs to be at least aware of it.
For some people, it's probably a bridge, you know, like help me get over a hump.
Right.
For other people, it's their lifeline. It's their life. It's that box of food is what gets them that sustenance that they're not really going to get any other way. So this is not this is important. I can't think of the other word I want, but this is important.
Another thing to keep in mind too, this is not government related. Jesse and the food bank get absolutely no funding from the state or the federal government whatsoever. They get no support from the federal government or the state, and he seeks no support from the state or the federal government. Jesse does this because this is what Jesse's life's mission is.
And he has hundreds of volunteers that help him.
Hundreds of volunteers, and he can always use more.
Absolutely.
And he can always use more donations, be it food or monetary. No donation is too small. Time is as important as a dollar in some cases. So if you're looking for a 501c3 to support, if you need a little extra write-off on your taxes, there could be other 501c3s where it's not going to be as satisfying to your heart and soul as it is to give time, money, or goods to the food bank. So keep that in mind and consider the food bank whenever you're thinking of donating dollars or time.
All right. So again, go to www.valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. It's right on the front page about this charity event. The other thing is I'm going to give you my phone number here at the office, which is 623-328-8820. And if you're interested in information about the auxiliary, please give me a call. Better would be for you to buy a ticket and meet me at that event, and then we can talk in person. All right, so we wanted this to be a quick show to just kind of let people know that there's a lot going on in this community, and we want you to be part of it. So thank you so much for letting us have a little bit of your time.
It's been a real joy working for the food bank. Deborah and I have been doing it and working with the food bank for just a few years now. So to see what happens and see what transpires is beyond belief. To see hundreds of children get back-to-school haircuts is just amazing, and have hairdressers and barbers cutting hair one child after another for back to school. It was one of the most exciting things I'd ever
seen. I'm just going to shut the show down when it's ending.
Backloaded with school supplies. Absolutely incredible, absolutely phenomenal donations made by businesses.
Boy, I put it up, I've got to shut it down.
Of their time and of their professional efforts. So we want to encourage everybody somehow get hold of Jesse Ramirez at the food bank and see what it is that you might be able to help out with. So thanks again for listening, and we're going to wrap it up right now, and we'll be back at 11 o'clock West Coast time with the Boomer and the Babe show. Interesting show coming up this afternoon or later this morning, so I hope you can join us for that. Have a great rest of the morning, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to Arizona Boomer Radio with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Arizona Boomer Radio is produced by the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated and can be heard Monday through Friday. You can sign up for their online magazine at boomerandthebabe.com. To reach the Boomer and the Babe, email host at boomerandthebabe.com or friend them on facebook.com/boomerandbabe. And on Blog Talk, you can friend them at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. Follow their tweets at twitter.com/boomerandbabe. Be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. And remember, at 50, you're just getting started.